Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Wells Cathedral. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into Wikipedia's intriguing corners, exploring the lesser-known details about places, people, and ideas that have shaped our world. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're taking a fascinating journey through history and architecture as we uncover the wonders of Wells Cathedral. Nestled in the quaint city of Wells in Somerset, England, this remarkable structure is a testament to the architectural and spiritual aspirations of the Middle Ages. Wells Cathedral is not just any church, it's a masterpiece of Gothic architecture. Construction began around 1175, and the cathedral set a new precedent in the way churches were designed, cultivating what is known as early English Gothic style. Imagine standing there, gazing up at a massive, intricately carved facade where over 300 medieval statues seem to hold centuries of stories within their stone forms. Listeners, imagine this. Consider the time period in which this cathedral was built. It was an era when the vision for such monumental structures was nothing short of ambitious. While Europe was exploring the depths of individuality and creativity during the Renaissance, the cathedral was already embracing dramatic vertical lines, large stained glass windows bringing light into previously dim spaces, and pointed arches. Now here's something intriguing. Wells Cathedral is particularly known for its unique feature called the scissor arches. Imagine two pairs of intersecting arches forming a peculiar X shape, not commonly seen elsewhere. In the 14th century, these were ingeniously added to prevent the central tower from collapsing. It's as if architects of that time whispered to each other across the ages, reminding us that innovation and adaptation are keys to endurance. An idea so relevant to the ever-evolving technology we cherish today. Our listeners who have a penchant for art will be delighted to know that Wells Cathedral houses one of the earliest collections of stained glass, surviving from the late 13th and early 14th centuries. These windows provide a vivid storytelling medium, capturing biblical tales with every hue and detail. What stories from our own lives might one day be captured in such a way? And speaking of stories, here's a little anecdote. Legend has it that the cathedral's famed clock, built around 1390, is among the oldest in the world still working with its original medieval mechanism. It features a charming jousting tournament that plays every quarter hour. Picture those knights endlessly riding, a historical reminder of time's relentless march forward. In a way, this echoes our relationship with technology today. Do you ever wonder about the balance of heritage and the unending flow of innovation? On a deeper spiritual level, cathedrals like Wells were envisioned not merely as spaces for worship, but as a representation of heavenly Jerusalem on earth. For medieval people, visiting such spaces was akin to touching the divine. Today, whether through virtual communities or physical spaces, how do we cultivate our own cathedrals of connection and inspiration? As you walk through Wells Cathedral, you might encounter the Chapter House, notable for its exquisite fan-vaulted ceiling and central column that seems to burst into a stone bouquet overhead. It serves as a great reminder of the incredible feats of architecture and engineering accomplished without the machinery we rely on today. If you've ever found yourself awestruck by modern engineering marvels, consider this medieval marvel, constructed with sheer human ingenuity and dedication. What might we build today that will stand the test of time for future generations to admire? Wells Cathedral also played a pivotal role during the English Reformation, a period that disrupted the Catholic establishment and left an indelible mark on English history. Think of it as both an architectural marvel and a silent witness to some of history's most turbulent moments. It encourages us to reflect on the societal shifts that we experience today. Which institutions or technologies might become the future's enduring testimonials? Before we wrap up, one cannot overlook the cathedral's pivotal role in its community. Even today, it remains a vibrant center for worship and music. The Wells Cathedral Choir is internationally renowned, keeping the majestic echoes of sacred music alive within its ancient walls. There's something humbling about thinking of music bridging centuries in a space designed to amplify its beauty. To all of our listeners, here's a thought to ponder on. How might we preserve the blend of tradition and innovation in our own lives? How can architectural treasures like Wells Cathedral inspire us to find harmony between the old and the new? As we say goodbye, I encourage you to delve deeper into the tales captured within these stone walls of Wells Cathedral. Whether you visit in person or explore further online, remember every corner of history holds a lesson, awaiting discovery by those curious enough to ask, what story might these stones tell us? Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey through time with Wikipedia. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep discovering.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Wells Cathedral. Thanks for listening. See you next time.